Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation! Yo, hey man! The goddamn squad is in full effect.
Full effect,
we all back, man. Brennan, myself, Ice, Rob.
Yes, sir.
The gang is here. Killer Cam with the Cam.
Killer Cam, birthday Cam.
Big birthday Cam over there. Big B-Day Cam.
B-Day Cam. One time for the birthday Cam.
He's got to eat a whole dozen donuts during the course of this podcast.
Yep, during the podcast.
During the entire podcast, he's going to finish a dozen donuts.
Hey, oh, yeah, there you go. Look at that spread.
We got some fruity pebbles.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cereal in the morning.
Thank you for tuning in, man. Yo, join that Patreon, man. First thing first, join that Patreon. Patreon.com/animation. S-H-U-N. Join that. Look out for the squad. We know what we do on here. We talk our shit, debates, do one-offs. Good times, man. Glad to be back. Do we have anything extra special we got to do right now? Or we got to do anything? No? Okay. Is there any other announcements?
We got announcements?
No, I don't think
anime news?
No anime news, but we got, you know, maybe some factual actuals. I got a recap ready.
Brennan, do you have any factual actuals?
What kind of question is that? Who the fuck do you think I am?
Oh, come on now. Don't act like you didn't drop.
Hey, one time. It happened one time.
It happened multiple times.
No, it happened one time. I joked about it many more times, but only happened once.
No.
Rob, where's your memory?
No, it happened.
It's too early for me to remember.
For the record, Rob was late to the podcast today.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy because the podcast's starting right now, and here I am.
Yeah, you were late. What time are we supposed to be here, Rob? What time are you here?
I said the stream started at 8:30, which it also was not like the stream was up and running, so I don't know.
It's because you weren't here.
Because I wasn't here.
Rob is prepared for the smoke, dog.
So we were supposed to be here at what time?
8:30. We were supposed to be here at 8:30.
And then what time did Rob get here?
8:34.
And then Rob
with the donuts we shared. Rob showed on camera, by the way.
5 minute grace period because he had to get donuts for Cam.
I'm just saying.
It's an honor. You get a pass for that.
Thank you, Cam.
Not from
Cam gives him a pass. It's his donuts.
You have donuts over there.
Birthday boy gave me a pass. That's irrefutable.
Bullshit. Say happy birthday to Cam. Yeah, make sure you say happy birthday to Cam. Show him some love. Stickman Studios, man. What you said? K, not a C, right?
No C.
No C in there. Stickman Studios with a K. So show him some love when y'all hear this, man. So this week, man, we are doing Ranking of Kings, y'all.
I almost forgot. You buffered.
Damn. I don't know why I keep having trouble with this title, bro. I keep having fucking trouble with it. Ranking of Kings.
Your shirt's amazing, though.
Yeah, look at the shirt, y'all. Ranking of Kings.
That's a great shirt.
Boji with the Notorious B.I.G. cover.
That is the dopest shirt. I'm jealous.
Yeah. And then on the back, it actually has a tracks. So he has some tracks.
Oh, it's the episode title.
Yeah.
That's
super dope.
And then actually, if you scan the little scanner in the back, there's a playlist, too.
Oh,
like a music playlist that and shout out to 11 Brand i11.
Yep.
You know, he's given us some gear before. He's been on the podcast before. This is his stuff. He did a great job with this shirt. It's like a Spotify playlist. Check that out too. The material feels amazing. This guy does always some super dope work. But yeah, factual actuals for Ranking of the King. Brandon, what you got for us?
I don't know why I did that. So the manga is written by a person named Sasuke Toka, and this is all he's written.
This is it. Magnum opus.
First, 101. Okay.
Yeah. And so, obviously, when you have a manga, you have to rewrite it to be able to be put into anime form. So the rewriter was Taku Kishimoto. And you'll never guess.
Tekken owner here?
You'll never guess. Don't look. Quit looking.
Okay.
Where this person came from. It's a studio that we've definitely talked about before. It's one of the studios that we've talked about on a consistent basis. You guys want to take a guess?
Studio Ghibli. MAPPA.
All right, there's MAPPA. All right.
Studio Ghibli.
Ghibli over here.
So those are the two really we talked about.
Bonesaw maybe?
Maybe.
Sorry, it's Ghibli.
Yeah.
From Studio Ghibli, which is crazy.
I mean, I can tell. Yeah.
Known for a show named Bunny Drop, which looked really interesting. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay.
I was looking, I was like, all right, that's why you know for it. It's an interesting looking anime. I don't know anything else about it. I didn't go too far into that rabbit hole, but just the animation itself, I was like, that's interesting. The director of the anime is Yosuke Hata. Known for some pretty interesting things. One Punch Man, directed like 3 episodes of that and also worked in the art department there.
Season 1 or 2?
Season 1.
Okay. Oh.
Death Parade, which we've heard of before, I know. And Magical Warfare, which I hadn't heard of before, but again, looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And worked on the art department each one of those shows. So this is a director that's kind of sort of like has a foot in each world. Because he's like, look, you know, he's doing 3 episodes in the art department and then moves up to direct the next 3 episodes kind of vibe.
Mm.
So somebody, these are the kind of people in production that I like. I love working with somebody that knows their way around the production studio. It's like, look, I know how to get what I want out of these things because I've worked in these different departments. There's a secondary director because Yosuke didn't direct all of them. Another director is named Makoto Fujigama, known for directing Soul Eater. Which is not, it's a pretty good
it's
show.
It's pretty big.
I like Soul Eaters.
Rocket Girls and Star Driver, which are 2 shows I have not heard of. The studio. Now, this is the fun part. Do you guys know what studio this is? What is this studio famous for? It is called Wit Studio. Anybody? Y'all should know this. Y'all should definitely know this.
Hunter?
Nope.
Which Demon Slayer?
Nope.
Gangsta.
There's no reason we would know that.
Just throwing it out there. Usually when it's just like guess, I'm just like, what's the worst one?
Yeah. Samurai Champloo.
All right, I'll give you a clue.
Wait, something that we watched on here.
Something that we talk about often on here.
Dragon Ball Z.
No.
Attack on Titan.
Hmm. The first three seasons of Attack on Titan. Wit Studio did. They also did another anime that we love on here.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not actually.
I'm looking at the chat. I'm going to guess Vinland.
Vinland Saga. The chat gave it away.
Shout out Ronald Mitchell.
Yeah, Ronald knew what it was.
Come on, man.
I'm looking down. He just says Vinland !! I'm like, and I read that as Brendan was starting the question. I'm just like, I bet it's Vinland.
It is Vinland Saga. Yep.
Okay, I respect that.
And they were founded in 2012. They've actually, you know, they're on the come up. Wit Studio is really doing their thing. To be able to say that they had, you know, two of the most popular anime in the past, you know, decade, you could argue. Attack on Titan and Vinland Saga.
Both good stuff.
Yeah, as an anime, as somebody that started in 2012, I think they're out here winning.
That's fire.
Yeah, MAPPA will watch out.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
So, The Ranking of Kings aired from October 15th, 21, until March 25th, 22, which I watched it starting on episode 2 or 3, I think. Unfortunately, I heard about it because of this anime and because of bitch-ass Chaz.
Rogers. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
shout out to Chaz, guys.
Shout out to Chaz. Fuck Chaz, man. Chaz is also, in case you didn't know, Chaz is also the person that gave us Blades of the Immortal.
Yeah, I look up Blades of the Immortal a lot more times now because of this. I looked on YouTube. People fucking love it, dog. We are really in the minority in this shit.
Yeah, well, I believe it.
Really in the minority.
All of them. Every single one of them is stupid.
I'm gonna watch it and I'll find out.
Yeah, you tell
me how much.
No, watch it. Start it and see how you feel.
It's very bad.
Don't waste your time.
We're saying it's bad. At the end of the day, it literally got really good reviews across the board.
So to answer Rob, I think, was it Rob's question? One of you guys said something along the lines of when I started watching the show, talking about like the sign language in the show.
Right. Is it accurate?
Apparently so. The Tokyo Federation of Deaf supervises the sign language depicted in the show. So this possibly is, it looks very likely that this is actually Japanese
sign language. It seemed real to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, like this characters that are doing it.
How did it seem real? How do you speak? You speak Japanese sign language? It seemed real to me. You know?
Like, it didn't seem like you know, it didn't seem like they were just doing, like
it could be Naruto shit, man. It could have been just all that shit.
Like, it looked like they put time, because things look different. Animations look different from each other. You know, with animation, they probably could have just did one thing for everything. And it looked like if they were saying something different, their hand signs were different. That's what I mean by
that.
I hear what
you're saying.
Also, in the Crunchyroll
At the very
Awards,
least, it was well faked.
Yeah.
Those animators probably hated doing that because, like, mouths are easy. Hands, you got to do every letter
right.
And make it.
Hands are very hard to draw.
Yeah.
All right. So, this show was nominated for the Best Anime of the Year, the Crunchyroll Awards, Best Protagonist, Best Character Design, Best Fantasy, and Best Boy. Out of those, it won only one award. Which award do you believe it
Protagonist.
Won?
Protagonist.
No.
I know what it is because I remember doing this story, but so I will not answer.
All right. Ice?
Best anime?
Nope. Cameron?
Best boy.
Yeah, what
best
that?
Boy
best
for boy. Boji.
Boji won best boy.
Honestly, I get it. Yeah. Even after the first 4 episodes, I can see that.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah, he's very lovable.
Yeah.
Very lovable character.
Yes.
So yeah, guys, that concludes my factual.
How many manga chapters are there? Do you know?
I will know in a few seconds.
Yeah, because I want to know how far it is already. And should when we finish this, should I want to know, should I even keep on reading or not?
Right, because this season was 24 episodes.
Yeah,
for this first season. So, yeah, I mean, no telling how far into the total.
And I want to
13 yeah. volumes.
13 volumes
as yeah. of April 12th.
It seems pretty deep.
Yeah,
the volumes normally what?
Yeah, long. It started coming out in 2019. So,
right. I wonder how long are the volumes? Probably like.
It's got to be a few chapters at least. I mean, yeah, they got like 3 years worth of built up material. This, I imagine, could probably go on for a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Curious now. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Brendan, for your factual actuals. Thank you for being back on the podcast, man. Yeah. So, Rob, what do you have? Shout out to Chaz for recommending this. Shout out to my
Fuck
boy
you,
Will, because he recommended it to me before.
Shout out Will. Will, you're amazing. Fuck you, Chaz.
Yeah. I mean, everybody that I know that has watched this has been like, you got to see this. This is a good one.
So. Yeah. So, Rob, what you got for us on these recaps?
The recap, it's going to be, this one's kind of in-depth because there's a lot, especially, you know, introducing us to this whole world. But
I'm here with you, Rob. Let's do this.
Appreciate it. So, we start the show out explaining that this is a medieval-style world. They have ranked all of the kings in the world based on factors like their personal strength, the size of their kingdom, size of their army. We then meet Boji, the son of the world's number 7 ranked king, who is quite large and strong,
Swag.
As is his mother.
Mm-hmm.
However, he is small, weak, deaf, and unable to speak.
I wonder why.
People in the kingdom watch him from afar, mock him, saying he'll never be a good king, but he keeps a happy attitude anyway. One day, as he's out and about in the kingdom, he comes across a young thief from the Shadow Clan, which looks kind of like a homunculus from like Full Metal Alchemist.
Why you gotta be black?
His name is Kage, which, again, shout out to Ghost of Tsushima, the name of my horse, Kage.
Yo, Rob rushed over that shit so smooth. But you gotta be black. Then he's Kage. And,
I'm not gonna engage with that. Like, are you kidding me?
That was great.
That's bait.
I'm just throwing landmines everywhere.
Yeah, that's bait. Not knowing he's the prince, Kage sticks him up, even though Boji can only speak in grunts, he's able to read lips, and the two are somehow able to understand each other. Kage tells him to hand over his clothes at knife point, comes back with more expensive clothes tomorrow, and given his disposition, Boji's just happy to do so. He returns to Kage the next day, and the next with more clothes. Kage mocks him as a fool, but Boji is happy to have somebody to talk to, since most people just pretty much straight up avoid him. He tells Kage that he intends to become the greatest king in the world, and make it a nice place to live, and Kage starts to soften. He follows Boji into town and sees that people in the street are mocking him for walking around in only his underwear, calling him stupid. They get to the castle, and Boji is met by his stepmother, Queen Hailing, the mother of his younger brother, Daida.
Kim Kardashian.
Another prince. Also with her are the justice minister, Sandeo, the sword master, Domas, the spear master, Apias, and the shield master, Dorsh. Hailing is upset that Boji is embarrassing the royal family by walking through the town like that, looking like
master?
A robbery victim. Hmm. One more time, Brennan.
Why no shield master?
I did, yeah. Dorsh.
He was a shield master?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Not realizing Boji can read lips, she says that he's unfit to be king and it should be her son Daida instead. As she leaves, Domas tells Boji to go see his dad, the king. Kage continues to follow Boji to his room where he sees the young prince cry, realizes that, you know, though he's putting out a strong face, he's in a lot of pain. This dude is keeping a lot in. As Kage leaves, he's stopped by Bebin, another of the royal guards known as the Snake Handler. He accuses Kage of sneaking into the castle to assassinate somebody, as apparently that's what the Shadow Clan is known for doing.
As black.
Boji meets his father, King Bos, we get a flashback to the large man saving the village from a horde of attacking monsters. And in return, he is named the king. Now, though, he is sick and bedridden, coughing up blood. He scolds his son for looking weak, but it's clear he loves him. He worries about what will happen to him when he dies and tells Domas, you know, hey, crank up the intensity on this sword training. Back with Kage, Bebin aggressively questions him, slicing him with his sword, says, you know, hey, the Shadow Clan served the kingdom of Bo until they tried to kill its king. After that, they were all killed off, but it looks like Kage has survived to be the last. He denies that, you know, he's there to cause trouble, throws a knife hitting Bebin's hand, runs off while he's distracted. Bebin sends out his snakes to go find him.
Isn't it crazy that he was black but accused of doing something he wasn't supposed to do?
Oh man.
And also had this history and culture following him around. Just crazy. It's crazy.
Is that where you went with that, Brennan, when you watched it for the first time? Were you like,
no, immediately. I was like, the Shadow Clan is treated terribly for what they're believed to have been for their history, which they were forced to be. You know what I'm saying? What they were forced to be.
I mean, we'll get there. But to be fair, his mom was just like, yeah, we'll kill women, children. That's like, that's what we do. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but she still loved her son.
She did. I'm not saying that there wasn't love in there, but she was just like, I'll kill anybody.
Are you defending the racism right
I'm
now?
I'm not defending any racism. So, I'm just saying, she was just like, no, we do that shit, though.
That's what happened when you come late? At 8:34, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, Brennan is pressing your ass today for this.
He's really trying. Outside, Domas tries to train Boji, but is clearly frustrated. Soon, though, Daida shows up and challenges Boji to a training duel. Domas says that he isn't ready, so Daida challenges him instead. He's clearly talented, Daida, and Domas is impressed that, you know, he's still the sword master and beats the young prince. As Domas wishes to himself that he could train Daida instead, Boji challenges his brother. The whole castle gathers, watches in excitement, including Kage. They expect it to be a slaughter, but everybody is shocked to see Boji dodging Daida's attacks and land a hit on his brother. All except a young guard who has seen him dodge like Bevan's snakes before. Second episode starts with a flashback in Kage's life. His mother leads him out of the kingdom of Bo as the soldiers are killing members of the Shadow Clan. They're soon cornered and she tells Kage to take his toy, run for nearby woods while she distracts the soldiers. She accuses the leader of the soldiers, Geslin, of betraying the clan, and he just tells her basically prepare to die. As Kage runs, the soldiers kill his mother, but before he's caught, a young countess named Poise helps him hide. She covers his cries with her own as he sees his mother's dead body, and when the soldiers leave, she tells him to run. Kage arrives in Bose's kingdom only with his toy from his last birthday. Desperate, he tries to trade it for food, but when the merchant won't accept it, he tries to leave it and take the food with him. He's caught, though, called a thief, and beaten within an inch of his life. That night, a local thug takes him in, feeds him trash in exchange for helping him pull off some B&Es for piles of gold. He loves the money that Kage brings him, but Kage mistakes that for real affection. It's clearly not, though, and as soon as the thug finds out that, you know, members of the Shadow Clan are wanted, he immediately blows in Kage for the reward money. Kage escapes, tries to return to his master. He tells Kage to fuck off, slams the door in his face. Lost, he continues to follow the man around in the shadows, but later that night, the man is killed in a bar fight.
Stabbed in the chest.
Yeah. Done.
Dang.
Again,
didn't feel bad either.
No, not at all. Fuck that guy. again, he's left alone, and as he tries to help who he thought he was, his friends, the people at the bar, chase him away. Alone and bitter, he starts stealing for himself and eventually became pretty good at it, and that led him to meeting up with Boji. Back in the present, Kage is also surprised and impressed with Boji's display as he lands hit after hit on Daida, who's growing angrier and angrier. Bevan watches and says that Boji's style of fighting is dirty, and Domas soon stops the fight, tells Boji that his fighting isn't kingly, and makes him fight Daida strength against strength. Of course, Boji just can't stand up to him on that way, and Daida just pummels
when has
him.
That ever been dishonorable?
It was just
it's just like, and not even in Japanese culture is that dishonorable. From what I understood.
Yeah, that particular style doesn't... Yeah. I don't understand how that was. Yeah. But, you know, it's like that chivalry or, like, you know, Bushido, where it's just like, you face your enemy. Like, because even going back to Ghost of Tsushima, that whole, like, sneaking around and killing people when they're not... I mean, I don't... Yeah. I
but
think
then even on
stretch.
Ghost of Tsushima, it's like, you literally dodge somebody when you call somebody out, it's like, come on, little bitch. And then, like, you dodge them, and then you kill them. So.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I think this is definitely a stretch.
Which is always funny they do that on Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Which one of you fuck motherfuckers want to run this real quick?
Me! And three of my friends!
Oh, that's how the game is?
Like, but that's part of it. Yeah. It's like, you see a group of people, and it's like, you call out, like, their group leader, and be like, who the fuck want to go? That's, and then y'all just sit there, and then, like, you gotta dodge them, but sometimes, like, they be fainting and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a reaction time game of just like, because you're just like, they're like, huh, huh, like, I'm gonna come at you, and then, like, you can, like, if you get it the right time, you dodge and just, like, you know, do the unsheathing, killing them in one motion thing. It's pretty dope.
Okay.
Anyway, so Daida pummels him, battering Boji, breaking his arm. Kage looks on in horror, wondering why nobody's gonna stop it. But before he can run out, APS intervenes, the Spearmaster. He's clearly angry with Domas, but he tells the APS that, you know, hey, that's how things have to be, and walks off.
He was standing up there on that roof like a G. Like,
just standing on his spear, yeah.
I immediately liked him as a character. Yeah. I love that.
Daida then returns to his room, talks with a magic mirror that hangs on his wall, and the voice from within tells him that he will soon be king instead of Boji. That night, Boji recovers in bed. When Domas leaves, he rolls out of bed and tries to pick up a sword, but he's too weak. Kage, who's still watching, emerges and tells him to forget about what his teachers say. His fighting style is cool, and it works! He says that he won't rob Boji anymore and tells him that he intends to follow the young prince and be in his corner from that day forward. Even later that night, Boji gets a visit from the queen, though we don't see it's her at first, and she uses some kind of magic to heal his serious wounds. Kage, meanwhile, is cornered by Beben and his snakes as he leaves the castle and is taken into custody. The next morning, tragedy strikes the kingdom as King Bose passes from his illness and says in his will that Boji should be his successor. As the announcement is made, Daida is shocked as a large devil also emerges from the smoke out of the dead king's mouth. The devil points at Boji, then himself, laughs, and then disappears.
What?
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. What? Enraged, Daida yells at the mirror that he wasn't named king like the mirror had promised him, but the mirror says, hey, everything is going according to plan. The next day at the coronation, instead of Boji, Daida is named the king. Embarrassed and shocked, Boji runs away. In a flashback, we've seen that Queen Hila, called a late-night meeting with the senior staff, convinced them that Daida was the best choice to be the king after the appearance of the devil. They held a vote on who should be king, and only Sandeo and Apios vote for Boji.
Trash.
Everybody else.
That boy Damas is garbage.
Everybody else. Damas, Beben, Hyling, Dorsh, and Sori, the prime minister, vote for Daida. In the dungeons, Kage cuts himself free from a hook and tries to escape, but Beben is waiting. Kage insists he only wants to help Boji. That gives Beben an idea. Later, Beben finds Boji, tells him Kage gave him a message that he's leaving on a journey and they will never see each other again. Boji is dealt another blow and cannot believe it. Beben then goes to see Daida, who tells him that he intends to be the number one ranked king. He says that he needs to eliminate the dissenters in his midst and tell Beben to go kill Apios and Sandeo for voting against him. Beben is surprised that he even knows who voted against him and suspects this mirror is corrupting him. Boji goes looking for Kage, but instead comes across two giant-headed, formerly three-headed snake called Mitsumasa, or Mitsumata. Clearly, they have history.
That snake was fucked up.
Hercules.
Yeah.
Man, hurt. Clearly, they have history, and Boji asks him if he's seen Kage. The snake says, hey, Kage is safe, but he's been given a mission by Beben. Out of loyalty for Beben, the snake won't say anything more, but tells Boji, remember, there are people out there that care for him and are looking out for him. Elsewhere, Apios is confronted by Beben, and Apios immediately knows what's up. The two clash on the road.
He knew exactly what was going on.
He was like, let's go then. The two clash on the road, but Apios stabs Beben with the broken end of his spear and leaves the snake master bleeding out.
Fuck him up. And usually people with staff don't get busy.
No.
Like, staff characters are usually the weak characters, but he put on for the staff characters for sure with this one.
He did. He promises to help Boji become king, and, something on the road swallows up Beben's body. Not really sure what is going on there.
That was weird.
The queen is shocked to hear that Daida has fired Apios and Sandeo, though she doesn't really know the half of it. And Daida even hints that he wants Boji to be killed off, but instead says, retired, in quotes. The queen fights back for her stepson there and says, hey, we'll take care
finally,
of him.
Finally, shit.
Finally. Boji later approaches the queen, wanting to go on a journey to find Kage. She refuses, fearing for his safety. He then runs off to try to escape himself with putting some blankets out the window, but Hyling finds him in the act. She and Dorsh try to pull him up, but Boji falls, takes a couple of mean hits on the way down. Hyling rushes down, heals him, but the effort makes her pass out. That night, she thinks about when she met Boji, and he was still in pain from the passing of his mother. They had some trouble connecting at first until one day she saved him from the younger, smaller Mitsumata, and then healed him for Boji to play with as a pet. The two grew very close until she gave birth to her son Daida, and then she's basically started looking out for her own son. Feeling guilty, Hyling decides to let Boji go out on his journey with Domas and the young guard from earlier. His name is Hokuru. The journey will be going to basically see her parents, deliver a message, and then come right back home. As a very happy Boji and his companion set out, Hyling gets a bad feeling that she's going to lose both Boji and her son Daida soon. The last episode starts with the moment Domas was named Boji's sword teacher. He meant to make Boji strong, even learn sign language to grow closer to him. Though Boji never got stronger, Domas promised to always keep him safe. As the judge for the king of the rankings arrives, the magic mirror poisons Daida's mind against Boji, saying that if Boji gathers support, there will be a large bloody civil war. So Daida's just like, all right, I have to basically get my half brother assassinated. The mirror tells him that he has to claim the strength of his father's dead body, but Daida's like, hey, I want to do this on my own. In the city, Apios runs into the ranking judge in the market. They talk about old times when he ranked both. Apios says he's heard dark things about the rankings, though, that the number one king gets to pick treasure from heaven's vault, and every king ever has apparently picked the same thing, and they either always go missing or insane. They lose their minds. He asks the judge what the treasure is, but the judge is like, hey, I can't really tell you that. On the road, Boji and co. come across their first town. Domas goes to look for supplies, but Hokuru soon loses track of Boji. Prince goes to see a puppet show, flashes a little too much cash, ends up getting his bag stolen while he sleeps by the fountain. Mm. Domas scolds both later on, especially since the bag had the letter from the queen to her parents. Tells Boji, hey, to survive outside the kingdom, you have to be more careful.
Yeah. It has to be more careful.
It has to be. In the kingdom, Dida struggles against the same test his father literally crushed. In the end, he winds up with the rank of 90th place.
Damn.
And he's furious.
Is that many kings? Are you even a king? If there's 90 plus kings, are you really a king?
I mean, yeah, that's...
He's got to be a lower tier. Like,
yeah. No respect.
That night over dinner, Domas asks Hokuru if he would follow his king's orders no matter what. The young guard is like, I don't really know about that. But Domas says, hey, it is our duty to follow our king's orders unquestionably, hinting at what will be coming down the pipe. The next day, they find a stolen bag on the road with everything inside. They continue on, trying to avoid the monsters, but Boji gets distracted by a butterfly, falls in a trap, just barely missing a bunch of dangerous spikes at the bottom. Separated from his group, though, Boji finds the trap, goes deeper with a tunnel, comes across some strange wild king of the forest. Forest King tells Boji, hey, this is a mysterious place, and you're meant to be here. Spirits have guided you here, and just then, you know, they catch a boar. They dine on it later that night, and the king shows Boji a spirit of the forest. He explains, you know, every night the spirit collects the soul of the dead animals.
Princess Mononoke.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much Princess Mononoke vibes.
Studio Ghibli.
Reincarnates them in a great cycle of those that eat and those that are eaten. The two dance in celebration of the spirit, but soon gets very tense. The king wonders, maybe I should be eating Boji next. Able to read the bad vibes, Boji runs, finds his companions waiting for him at the bottom of the cliff. They continue on, but the dangers don't end there. They eat food the next night. As they eat food the next night, two daggers take the meat right out of Boji's hands, and a couple of foxes steal it. Doma says that the daggers must have belonged to bandits, but later when he's alone, he calls out to Bebin, who he says, hey, I know these daggers belong to you, but gets no reply. The next morning, they find that the foxes that stole the meat are dead from poison. Hokuru thinks back on how Boji comforted him when his mother died. It's just, hey, maybe we give these foxes a proper burial to, you know, calm down the king or the prince. They arrive at the next town that is outside the literal gates of hell. But the town is kept safe by the best knights in the world. Doma sends Hokuru to find them a place to stay and takes Boji to see the bottomless pit of hell. Explains that the flames erupt from the pit every few minutes. But, yay, Boji, why don't you just take a little look over that edge? And when he does, he pushes the prince over as the flames erupt. Domas falls to his knees and begs Boji for forgiveness. Meanwhile, Dida has a dream about Pandora's box. He lets the evil out of the box, and Boji is the hope that lies at the bottom. In the dream, Boji protects Dida from the evil all around them. Dida awakens enraged by his weakness in real life and in the dream, and he tells the mirror he intends to take his father's strength and descends into the crypt as we end these four episodes.
Ooh, thank you, Rob, for that recap. In-depth recap. Appreciate you, brother. Getting to these questions. We got 10:30 hard out, you said?
Yeah.
All right. So let's knock it out. First question, man. Have you seen a protagonist with this much stacked against him? From the anime that I've seen, I haven't. Deaf, slow, small, weak.
We all know where Ice is going with this.
I already know where Ice is going to.
Ice is like Tanjiro.
No, he doesn't have that much stacked against him.
You know, his teams have to get him, his stepmother, his stepbrother, you know, Bebin, whatever his name is. It's like so many people are against this dude. And it makes sense. It's like, yo, for him to become king, it's going to be a lot. But I'm intrigued to see. But I haven't seen any. I don't know personally any other anime that I've watched personally where they have this much stacked up against them where it's just like, yo, he can't even hold a damn sword at this point right now, early in the season. So how's he going to even defend himself? Brennan?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think we actually watched a show that had a protagonist that had quite a bit stacked against them, Rising the Shield Hero.
That's where I thought you were going to go with it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Like, definitely had.
You can't hold a sword. You can't fight. You know, you can't attack anything. Also, everyone hates you. And also, you're a rapist now.
And you have a big rape allegation.
rape allegation against you. Like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, he's not tiny and dumb.
So you would say, he's...
That's the actual terminology.
Yeah, but they said in there, yeah.
They said that?
That's the actual terminology. It's dumb.
Yeah, they say he's like pretty much like an idiot.
Damn.
Yeah. So what's it called? So you would say Shield Hero has more sacks up against them? Or?
No. I'm saying that's the closest that we've gotten. Okay. That's the closest I've seen in anything. Because I wouldn't want to be in either one of their shoes, to be honest, for different reasons.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's actually a good add-on question to that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you had to pick between being the Shield Hero, like, during the rape accusing, on trial for that, like, where you're going to be trial for death.
I think you mean Shield Hero. Which, for the record, if you didn't watch the show, he didn't do.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
No. He didn't do it. We're over here rape apologists.
Shield Hero, for sure.
Shield Hero, or you want, like, and you can't fight, you're in a world of monsters that you actually can't fight.
No, give me Shield Hero.
100%. Or you're Boji, and, you know, you can't hear.
Well, we're also four and episodes in, and I'm sure Boji...
Yeah, I'll say is, you keep watching. I don't know what you would pick, but at this moment, I understand where you're coming from.
Rob.
Yeah, it's tough, because, like, he definitely has a lot stacked against him. There's a lot. The kingdom doesn't like him that much, but, like, if he had stayed home, like, Boji could live a very comfortable life, like, until his brother got him.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, now Fumi, you know, he doesn't have anywhere to go. He's an outcast everywhere he goes, essentially. So, I mean, I do think Boji definitely has the tougher situation, because he, at this point, it seems he's capable of less.
Well, he also got us, you know, his guard attempted to assassinate him. Let's not forget that.
Right. No, for sure. But there are people out there that are helping and looking out for him.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got APS for sure. Yeah. You know, like, that guy's in his corner. Kage, I think, is still out there doing something. I've got some theories about Kage. But I think... Yeah, pound for pound. Yeah, I think Boji's got it tough. I mean, if we're looking at some other people, like, just to throw him in the conversation, maybe the white mage from Goblin Slayer. Like, she was not capable. Yeah. She started out rough.
Yeah.
She started out in a very rough position for Goblin Slayer showing up.
Isn't she the one that got raped?
No. She got away as her friend was.
Yeah. Oh, she got. Yeah. She watched her friend get raped.
Yeah, so she would have been... She would have been toast if not for Goblin Slayer showing up and basically saving the day. And she became more capable as the show went on, but, like, out the gate, she was not prepared for what they were walking into.
Yeah, I want to revisit this question, or at least some version of this question, later on when we get further down. Ice?
I think Boji takes it, but I think there's some people that are close. I feel like Kaneki, he had a lot stacked against him, especially...
Who's Kaneki again?
Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, because... Like, he's another one nobody likes him.
And he just was going on a date. He was trying to go on a date.
Just some
trying to go on a date.
He couldn't believe this woman was giving him the time of day.
And he got turned into a ghoul. That's sick, man.
That's kind of on him, man. He ain't street smart stuff. That's...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think. I mean, there's other people that have stuff stacked against him, like Naruto, but I don't think it's even close to what.
I thought you were looking at Rock Lee. Was you going to say Rock Lee too?
Nah, Rock Lee got hands.
He already has.
I think Naruto is more so because of what was put into him and how his whole village hates him for something that he had no control over.
But
I think those would be the only couple people that would be close.
Yeah, because that's tough, because, like, Boji, like, he can, what we saw here is he can fight.
Actually,
he has his own style. He just they won't let him do it.
He can dodge, because he can't necessarily, even on the offense, he can't hurt you really.
Yeah.
If he's got a sharp sword, I feel like he could death by a thousand.
If he had a Kame sword, he'd be all right.
There you go. What's the name?
I was going to say him, but that goes against everything that I.
Shinji definitely had a bad beat.
Oh yeah.
Shinji didn't want no power. Shinji didn't.
He didn't want any of it.
Shinji was just like, I just want to be a kid. Like, get in that robot and fight other things.
And save the world. I'm 14, motherfucker. Shit.
I thought of him too, but I wasn't gonna say.
All right. Next question. Do you think Boji will become become better as a fighter over the course of the show, or will he stay weak, Rob?
I think he'll definitely become a better fighter over the course of this, but I don't know that there's necessarily going to be a big strength increase for him. I feel like this is going to be much more about him embracing his own style and kind of going against what everybody has been teaching him his whole life to be like, no, you're good as you.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, this is not a dishonorable way of fighting. You need to adapt to what you can do. Mm-hmm. And I think now that he's finally gotten away from fucking toxic Domas or whatever, who won't let him fight in the, you know, because they're approaching that of like, there's only one way you can be a king. There's only one way you can be strong. And I just don't think that's true.
Right.
I think Boji will definitely increase in, if anything, I don't know that he'll necessarily get stronger physically, but I think he'll increase in his confidence and his ability to fight and be out there and, like, you know, fight for himself. Because right now, he definitely is, like, relying on other people to keep him safe. I think he will eventually, you know, find a way to lean into his own strengths and fight in his own way.
Nice.
I think he's going to fuse with Kage. And he'll get his powers through that. Not fuse, like, kind of like a... like he'll use him kind of like a Venom type of situation where
it's
like
suited or something.
Yeah,
like that.
he'll wear a Kage and he's like, hey man, you can dodge and stuff because you know Kage has like hands and stuff and like
yeah,
he can do
shoot out daggers.
So it's like, hey, you use I hop on your back and then we'll be together and then I'll be the offense and you be the defense and we can move around like that.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to get stronger physically at some point, somewhat, because we saw that he couldn't even, like, he can't even wield a sword. That's, like, literally what they're saying about him.
Couldn't even pick it up.
Yeah, he couldn't even pick it up. And then I accidentally saw a clip a few months back, and he's strong. He's strong. I mean, he just has a sword. It's not a big deal.
He's going to hell. He's going to find somebody to help him out down there. Something
So, yeah, he ends up getting at least strong enough to wield a certain type of sword anyways, but yeah. Brandon, I know you've seen the show already. You finished everything, so.
You finished the whole show?
Yeah.
You finished the whole season. Well, I mean, season. Yeah.
I'm just mad over here. It's just like, why? You didn't even have to tell him that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's a thing.
That was pretty big.
That is actually a really big reveal in this show.
That is very big.
You just gave away a lot. Actually.
I mean,
you don't even realize how much you just gave away, but you'll see.
That sucks.
We'll get there.
Keenan.
Chekhov's sword lift.
Damn.
You know, you see him with the sword, he can't do it. You figure, okay, he's going to pick up a sword at some point.
Yeah, sure.
The one that I saw was like a big
deal.
It's cool,
you could have just said, I saw a clip and left it at that.
Yeah, you could have.
You didn't have
Keenan.
To go in detail.
I like spoilers, so you guys can have them.
Yeah,
too.
That's right.
First of all,
everybody
when
get Keenan.
I spoil something for y'all?
Today.
Yeah,
right now.
Before this.
Literally this moment.
Before this.
You can't say this right now. Stop it. All right.
Damn,
are we going to the next question?
I saw this clip, and in the clip.
So you're not answering, Brennan?
I don't feel like I should.
I don't think he can.
Okay. All right. Next question. Is Boji's crybaby's ways justified, Ice?
I don't know. Because I think... We talk about anime protagonists. This dude's like 10 or 12. So he's in the same realm of all of the other, the Gons, the Sinjis, the Kanekis, the Tanjiros, and stuff like that. So it's like, why Deku, who Deku we give shit for crying a lot to initially. So I don't know. I think some of those situations is, but he sees that snake getting killed, and he started crying. Granted, he was a lot younger.
Yeah,
than.
he was
a lot younger.
Like three
than,
or something.
But it's like, I think there's a way to get across that he cries, but I think it's a little bit too much. And I feel like at a certain point for me, it got a little annoying. Because like we get it. You down bad. The cards are stacked against you. But why are you crying so much? So yeah, I think it's somewhat justified, but not as much as I think people try to make it seem.
Brennan.
We just finished the first question in the first moment talking about that there's no other protagonist we've ever heard of that has more stacked against them. And he didn't even cry as much as like Zenitsu. You know, you're over here like, oh, he's crying
too much. He cries a lot.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Every other scene.
Wouldn't you?
Every other scene.
Tell me any scene in this that if you were him, you wouldn't be feeling that shit.
I don't think Helen Keller cried like this.
I mean,
we don't know.
We do not know that.
She couldn't speak either.
She didn't.
Neither can Boji.
Like,
but my point being is like, I there wasn't a moment in this show where I wasn't like, man, he's being a little bitch. Like,
I
not
didn't
one.
Say that. I didn't say
that.
Or it's
like, oh,
like,
I don't feel him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's nothing wrong with feeling your emotions. If you can feel like crying, then cry. You know what I'm saying? But also, the shit stacked against this guy? Are you kidding me? Like, that's where I'm at. I'm just like, yo, like, he has the right to do whatever the fuck he wants in my eyes. Cause it's like, bruh, like in a world that's ranked by strength, you were born as the son of two giants this big.
Yeah.
Deaf. You know what I'm saying? And can't lift a sword as the heir to the king. And you're over here like he's probably crying too much. Like
he's
when everybody in his life doesn't respect him and makes fun of him every single day and thinks he's an idiot. I think he has a lot to cry about.
He's crying off of regular conversations.
Regular conversations are probably traumatic to somebody that's not can't even actually have a regular conversation, Ice, because he can't hear.
Yeah, there aren't regular conversations.
He doesn't have regular
conversations. I'm saying him talking to Kage, he breaking down the entire time.
Because he is the first person to talk to him ever in his life.
Yeah, and they even being really nice to him and stuff like that.
Being really nice to him after he stole all his clothes.
And then became his friend.
If you lived in a world
of silence where everybody obviously is experiencing something around you for your whole life, and then you suddenly get the first person that can actually talk to you, when you're 10 or 12 years old, you've had your whole life at this point, haven't been able to talk to nobody, and then suddenly somebody actually understands you.
And they say,
I'm emotional.
And then they say, let me get them clothes off you, big dog.
You can have whatever you want. I don't care. I mean, I'm happy to hear these words.
And he did that with a smile. The first thing I'm going to say to you is,
say, he didn't even cry, though. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What you're saying is like, he didn't even cry at first with that.
Nope.
And that was my thing, was like, this kid has actually a very good spirit. He has a very happy energy for the most part about the show. And I honestly, his crying, for me, his crying didn't really bother me at all, really, because it was like what you said, it was actually kind of justified. And it wasn't crying like Zenitsu. Like, it wasn't crying like screaming. He kind of cry, put his head down, you see some tears. He wasn't like, yeah, like that right there, like Deku crying. I can't deal with that. Loud, just bawling crying, but like, God, just please take me out of my misery. Him being kind of bawling here and there, I can take that, because it's like, for almost every reason why, it was like, it made sense. They gave him a reason why. If you give me a reason why somebody's crying, I'm like, okay, I get it. Zenitsu had damn near zero reason to cry. Deku didn't have many reasons to cry. Some of these characters, I'm like, yo, if you're just crying because you're outside, fuck you, dog. Like, I can't deal with that.
Crying because you're outside.
Deku cried a lot.
Yeah, just being out there in the world, you're just like, I can't deal with this shit, Rob.
Like, I do think, I guess I would call it justified, but I'm not even sure I would necessarily call him a crybaby, because for the most part, like, I mean, the first few times we see him, like, he's by himself. Like, he waited for, like, all right, like, I'm going to put on a strong face. Everybody knows I'm the prince. Everybody kind of looks down at me. Like, even Kage, when he first sees him crying, he's just like, man, he's been holding in a lot. Like, to the point where he's just like, he wasn't being a crybaby when a lot of people were being straight up. Like, he knew when his stepmom was, like, looking at him in the face and being like, this guy can't be king. And, like, you can see it hit, like, it hits him to the point where the queen's like, he can't understand me, right? He's, like, keeping it together in that moment. I would say, like, I think for the most part, yeah. So, in that, I don't know if I would call him a crybaby, but if the question is, do I think the moments he cried were justified? I'd say yeah. If only because he did usually wait until, like, he was by himself. He had just gotten some crazy news, or just been kind of, like, slapped in the face again, you know, kind of got his shit out, put himself together. He's like, all right, cool, I got that out, I'm going to go see Dad.
I think we lend his size. I think if we saw somebody of a regular size, if we saw Gon or Deku or anybody else crying like he crying, we wouldn't be giving him that same thing.
If they were deaf,
slow, stupid.
But I think
His miniature size, I think that's playing a role in it.
Well, of course, because like that's part of his issues. Yeah. Like that's if he was regular size, then he wouldn't have as much to cry about.
If somebody Gon size was still all the other ailments and all the other stuff stacked against him, I feel like,
because here's the reason why I think he cried when Kage's like, hey man, I'm with you all the way, is because everybody else in his circle that's with him is there because they're paid to do so. They work for his family.
Yeah.
They are part of the kingdom. This is the first person that doesn't owe him anything that's like, dude, I'm with you 100% all the way. And like, I could see why that would be a big moment. I do agree. It was a lot. It happened a lot. But I thought it was justified. I hope we see less of it.
That's what I feel like too. I think we're going to see a lot less crying from him, and I think that's going to be hopefully. And I think
that's how a lot of anime do.
Yeah, it's like they progress. It's like Zenitsu. It's like Zenitsu crying. It's like, I feel like season two, he really didn't cry much at all. I mean, I think he had moments, but it was like we weren't tripping.
Did we lump season two as like the Mugen Train and the Entertainment Arc? Is that season two?
Yeah, I would say that's season two.
Okay. Yeah. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, because I feel like season one was like much longer episode count wise.
Yeah, 26 episodes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
you have to add in, because season two, if you look at like on the app, Mugen Train is in season two.
And if it's not, it's, what is it, like 8 episodes maybe? 12 maybe?
Yeah.
12,
yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty short.
Yeah. All right, so next question. Who is your early most hated character?
Who gets the Gabby Award?
Who gets the early Gabby Award? Yeah.
Early contention for the Gabby.
Easy.
I think easy. Right. For me, it's the brother. Yeah, for me.
Oh, okay.
As of right now, for me, it's a brother. Just because, one, you want this kid dead.
Went right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's number one. It's like, this is your little brother. Actually, your bigger brother, in a sense. It's actually your older brother. And it's just like, yo, man, at the end of the day, you don't have to get this kid killed. You're having people do all these different just sly, sneaky things to get the situation for you. You got a magic mirror, and you're using it to your advantage. And I don't like his nose.
He's got his mom's nose.
He got his mom's nose. He has like a snobby face, and I don't like snobby face motherfuckers. So That, I know that's petty, but that's one of my main reasons.
It kind of reminds me
of
that dude from Game of Thrones. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but like the little kid.
Oh, yeah,
kid,
like Joffrey. Yeah. Yeah. They both got punchable faces for sure.
Yeah, exactly. He has that face where I'm just like, yo, I want to sock you. Yeah. And then now your attitude adds to it. I need to sock you.
Yeah.
Like, I need to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you. I want to be... This is a show where I want to be animated. Like, I don't know how much does it cost to be animated? Mm-hmm. If you can animate me to be in this show for one episode to just fuck him up, hey, man, let me know how much it costs. I might even be able to somehow get the money to do it, man. Just animate me one time, whip his ass, and then we out of
there. That's going to be like, everybody that watched Ranking of the Kings will understand, but for everybody else, it's a grown-ass man beating up a kid. And you paid money
to do it.
To do it.
I mean... Man, you can age me as a character. You can age me as his age. I will whoop his ass at his age. At
you the
age
the that
hey, they said Dida beat some other captain to some guard or whatever, and that's why he thought he could go up against Doma.
I don't give a fuck what he ain't or what he is. I'm confident.
He goes in there. Can you imagine Keenan getting infinite and then gets washed?
Yo, he washed, you know?
Make me grow. Make me grow again. Make me grow. Make me Super Saiyan. Make me Super Saiyan.
Yo, if he washed, bro, that would be hilarious.
Potions. I need potions.
That'll probably be even a better. That'd be hilarious if they actually.
I would love to see that. Like, oh yeah, we got your animation.
Can you imagine him just laying there on the ground? Potions.
And they made me his biggest potion. Like, oh, you motherfuckers, you just set me up.
Shit.
Rob, what would you feel?
If he hadn't gotten killed, I would have given it to that dude that took in Kage. That dude sucked. He was the worst. I felt awful during that episode watching that stretch.
Man,
that was real tough to watch. But he got what he deserved. But I would also say Dida, like, you know, because the fact, like, for me, what sealed it is that, you know, obviously he's listened to this mirror more than anybody else around him. Yeah. And the fact that, like, as soon as he found out there were other people that, like, didn't vote for him, he's like, you're fired. And, hey, secret assassin guy, make sure you fucking kill these dudes on their way out the door.
Yeah.
And also, let's kill my brother, too. Like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck Dida. That he's got, I mean, to be a family killer and this, against a brother who only wants to, like, be your friend.
Yeah.
That's never done anything to you. It's not exactly like Boji is like trying to take him out or whatever.
Yeah.
So I fuck Dida. Like, and the fact that, you know, he's just like, he is very much like a Joffrey from Game of Thrones. He's like, he's trying to prove the man that he is rather than like just being who he is. He's trying to prove to everybody that he's got like what it takes to be king. And that sort of weak power doesn't convince people.
Yeah.
You know, he tries to strong arm people to be like, yeah, you know, I'll kill you if for not listening to me. And people are just like, that's not, I fear you. I don't respect you.
Yeah. Yo, Michael Johnson just said, how could you hate Dida? He's strong and he's dope in my eyes. Hey, Michael.
Are we talking about the same guy?
Yeah, Michael. Michael Johnson. Hey, man. We've seen the person you are.
He's strong and dope. What does that even mean?
He beat the fuck out of his little brother, or his older brother, but his weaker brother.
Because he got an advantage ace for him. What's it called? The guy saying, "Hey, you can't do this anymore." But he was literally getting smoked.
Yeah,
he was getting washed at the end of the day.
Yeah. No. Fuck him.
Ice.
Domus. Domus is the worst person on here. At least with Data, you know he's trash. He has his beats and he plays his beats. This Doma, he keep playing both sides.
Sure.
And he not in control. And then I'm acting like your homie, but then I'm not your homie. Then I see you winning, but then I'm going to tell you that you need to, you know, fight a certain way. And then I watch you get beat and not even break it up. Like somebody else that's chilling on the fucking roof has to break it up. And then I'm your homie again. Then I fucking push you into a fire pit. Like, if you're going to be trash, be trash. Like, I know you're my enemy. Like, I know you're bad. And that's Dida. But you don't know with him. And those type of people, those backstabbing people, are the worst.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at the pick.
Right.
Now, I was going to say Domas as well. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have done the Lion King shit. Like, you know, run away. If you ever come back, we'll kill you. You know? Like, they could have done that to
not
Boji.
Not the echo.
You know? But that's what I feel like you should have done. You know? It's like, you know, like, he's fine. Like, just he's not going to hurt nobody. You know, a little tiny shrimp, deaf kid that can't even lift a sword. Like, what?
Domus is out here just following orders. Yeah. Whatever bad came from just following some orders.
I mean, I wouldn't even follow the order. I'd be like, all right, I'll go out there and be like, oh, we couldn't find him or some shit. I'm not going to.
He ran off.
Come on, man.
If you ever come back, we'll kill you. Kill you.
And then you going to sit there and pray. Bro, get out of here. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Over something you had full control over. I hate motherfuckers. It was not in my hands. Like, people like that. Stop it.
Yeah. I didn't do the order. I just executed it. Yeah. Shut up.
You a bitch.
All right, next question, man. Do you think it was Bebin? Is it Bebin?
Bebin?
Bidet.
Bebin?
What? Bebin? Who threw the daggers at Boji's food when they were around the campfire?
Nah.
Rob.
Nah.
I don't think so. I think there's something else going on. Mm-hmm. I think I know who it is, and I don't want to look at Brennan while I say this. I'm going to block him off. I think it might have been Kage. I think Bebin might have even been like, hey, some shit might be going on. Kage, you need, like, his thing is, the reason why you're not going to see Kage anymore is because I'm tasking you as a Shadow Clan person, be his protector, be in the shadows, look after him. Mm-hmm. And that's why he had Bebin's daggers, because we've seen that he's super accurate. Yeah. Could have even been like, Domas had poisoned that shit from the start. Kage was just like, hey, I saw this shit. I'm going to knock this out of his hands to save him.
That's awesome.
That's my theory, that Kage's just that he's not, he didn't actually leave. He's actually just been following Boji around and protecting him from the shadows. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is going on.
Because then Biden, what is his name?
Bibin. He got swallowed up by the rope.
Yeah.
I think
he's not as evil as they tried to lead him to be.
I agree.
They were just like, hey, man, you locked up. I'm going to let you out, but this is your task because I like Boji more than I lead on.
Yeah. The fact that even like the big snake was just like, hey, remember, you got people in your corner.
Yeah.
People care about you.
Yeah.
Makes me think like maybe Bebin isn't quite as against him as it seems.
Yeah.
That's my thought. So do I think it was Bebin? I don't. Especially because we saw him get fucking stabbed in the chest and get swallowed up.
But I don't think he's done.
And that's why I'm like, maybe it was. I think it's a possibility that it actually still was him.
Yeah. Ice.
I mean, I'm just piggybacking off what Rob said. I can't really add nothing much other to that. Other than we're the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Yeah. It was already almost done. Brennan looking for the value. Like, bro, what are you looking for the value for? Just eat that at that point.
You gotta eat it. You gotta eat it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it could have been Bebin. I think you said it could be the shadow dude.
I think it could be Kage.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, I mean, that's a good.
That's my biggest theory right now.
I didn't think that at all until you said that. I was like, ooh, that could be a good one. But I thought it was Bebin just because I was like, I don't think he's dead. I was just like, I think that was just weird for him to get swallowed up. Because we were watching it. Janelle and I were watching. We were like, what the fuck was that? He just got swallowed up. That doesn't even. We haven't seen anything like that on the show yet, so that was kind of weird to me. So I still think it could be him, but your theory I think is actually great. I think that's a good one. I guess checkingly, Brennan probably can't even answer it. So.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question.
He definitely knows one way or another. That's why I was trying not to look at him.
So Boji just be out here walking around in his drawers and shit. What's the least amount of clothing you ever had on in public? Ice.
I had on briefs, got into a pool at a party. I had no business being in that pool.
Wait, what's the age of this?
Like 19? Yeah, it was college. It was a college party, yeah. So, and then they threw a party. It was just me and some homegirls at first.
I'm going to say homies? I was like, hey, man, do what you got to do. I ain't stopped there in your boxes with your homies.
Homegirls. But then, like, as we were chilling in the jacuzzi, I didn't have actual drawers. So, I mean, actual, like,
swim trunks.
So, yeah. I had to do it with the drawers because I had pants and drawers. So, I had to just hop in there with the, I'm not going to pass up not getting in the jacuzzi with ladies. So, I just had the drawers on in the jacuzzi. And then more people started showing up. And I was just like, yo, what is this? And it was a party that I didn't know was turning into a party. So, I'm just out here with my drawers at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most. I've never been naked though,
Brennan.
I've gone skinny dipping a few times.
in public, or just with you by you and one lady or something like that. You one person.
I mean, like at lakes, at pools. Yeah, it's pretty public.
But like public. Multiple like
people in that space.
Like, are you asking if other people saw me naked?
Yes.
I don't know. To be honest, I didn't care.
So you were in a space where it was
probably
you
lake, and
one other person,
and,
but then there could have been people that were at a distance that might have saw you.
Sure. Gotcha. I don't know. I was pretty lit. That would be the way.
Were you with other people though?
Yeah.
So the other people saw you naked.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm not. I don't really have any. Like, I'm. I like my body, man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy it as well.
Congratulations. Mm.
Thank you.
He said you can enjoy it as well.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's bodies for the world. It's for the universe.
For the world. So anybody.
Huh?
Anybody.
I mean, not you.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, for me, I don't like. I don't really care. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not like a nudist or anything like that. But for me, if I feel like being naked, I'm gonna be naked.
Would you let an art class draw you naked?
Depends on what they're paying, but probably, yeah.
Keep the glasses on, Brendan. You
know?
Are you, okay, this is a random question. Are you one of those people that if you were playing, like, strip poker or anything involving strip, does your glasses count? Like, would you do your glasses, take off your glasses?
If I'm playing in a group full of men, I would probably pull every hair out of my beard.
Yeah.
You know, like up.
If we're playing with a bunch of men, I kind of be like, what are we doing this world? We could be playing like Smash Brothers or like Mario Kart.
I'm talking about like you and your lady. Like y'all playing strip. Y'all playing strip.
Oh, me and my lady?
Or you and a girl that you talk
to. Me and my lady, I'd be like, oh man, you won one hand.
It's like those like snap away pants.
Yeah, the breakaway boy. Put me in the game, coach.
You guys seen Bruce Almighty?
Yeah.
That is. For me,
everything goes off at once.
If anybody asked me, like, you're like, if you're like, Brendan, what's the useless superpower that you wish you could have? Mm. It would be the Bruce Almighty ability to make my clothes fall to my ankles, all of them, in one motion.
But still keep the clothes, though?
Like, no, the clothes are fine. They don't try, the clothes have no damage to them, but to be there to be like, whoa. Like, can you imagine how impressive that'd be in the bedroom? Yeah. Girls, like, you ready to get it in? Like, girl, are you?
Instant wetness. Instant wetness.
Yeah.
I feel like
she'd be like, wow.
Beating with the slow clap. Like, you know what?
Yeah. Like, let's say a woman saw, she'd be like, you know what? I know. I was thinking about maybe.
You about to get
maybe
the holy D.
Yeah, I gotta take it.
Showed me something I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I gotta match that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Rob.
I have a similar story to Ice, but I guess just to mix it up a little bit. I used to do a lot of theater back when I was
This is going in an interesting Syracuse direction.
There were definitely some scenes where I had to be like in my underpants on stage, which feels a little bit more like focused and in public, because it's just like people are there to watch the show, and you're up there and there's no getting around it.
What would you guys pay? What
this
would you guys
college.
Pay okay. to have a time machine? That only thing we could do is go back and watch Rob do plays and
Tony saw him. Tony came to most of those shows.
I'm saying, can you imagine how much fun we would have in that audience?
I would fire him.
Tony was having a lot of fun. Yeah. He was just like, I saw you out there.
I think at a certain point in time, it'll be like, because I know when I did play production or whatever in high school, anyways.
Yeah.
Like they set you up for shit. Like I don't know, like the last day of the play, they would do shit. Like they would alter certain things.
Oh, really?
They'll purposely try to fuck up your scene to see if you can keep your cool together.
Yeah.
Because it's the last show; it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So like they put like when I did it, I think I might have told the story before, but they put like Playboy on my like I was like a bartender in the Robin Hood play one time.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there. And my I was like, why is my table kind of like slanted? It's normally not supposed to be slanted. I was like, whatever. So they hit the lights to cut on for the scene, and it's just like butt naked, hairy vaginas, everything. I'm just sitting there, and I look down like to like act like I'm watching the table. Mm. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm just like, and I see them in the crowd like, yeah. They just like laughing and loving it. So that's what they would do like last year of a play. They'd fuck with your scene or whatever on purpose.
Like one show in particular, I did a play version of The Graduate, the movie that had like Dustin Hoffman in it and stuff. Mm. And like I had to be in my underwear for that, and like we simulated sex on stage for that. Undercovers. But like the woman that I was acting against, who was playing Mrs. Robinson, she had full on nudity. She came on stage fully nude, and I'm like, I'm glad that's not me.
Did she have to, or did she just? That's what she chose to do.
They told her like we intend for this to be a fully nude scene. Are
was
you
this
that?
High school?
No, this was in college.
Oh, shit!
No, this is not children. This is a fully grown woman.
But even in college, I'd be like, this, like if
it wasn't
like
for like a school show, like it was a show I had auditioned for in the city.
Oh, okay.
Like it was like a professional production.
Okay, yeah. You guys put some respect on Rob's name. This man has a black belt.
I don't know how that translates to theater, but
that means at all.
It was.
The dedication is pure.
Yeah, there you go.
He has resolve.
But no, she went all the way out there. We're still cool. We talk. I, I ran into her a couple times. One of the last times.
How does your wife feel about that?
I didn't know my wife at the time when I was in that show.
I'm saying now, you say we're still cool, huh?
No, we don't like text or whatever.
No. Let's talk
about that one time I was with you.
I introduced the two of them because we were at the state fair.
Wait, you introduced them?
Yeah, because we were at the
state fair. Okay, Rob, let's go, Rob.
You said you stole
spicing it up, right?
You were at the state fair. We went to the barbecue tent.
Hey, girl.
I got the pulled pork sandwich. I was like, oh, hey, it's good to see you.
Oh, shit. I know what that means.
This is my girlfriend.
Rob said,
we're just dating.
Hit it with the pulled
Rob
pork.
Said, hey, wifey, she pulled my pork on stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you trying to do?
But anyway,
my
that was the most.
Pork game strong.
We see that was the most public.
We see you out here, Rob.
We see
man, wait till he gets that haircut,
pork.
Y'all. Wait till he gets that haircut. It's gonna be game over.
He's like, I was just in a barbershop.
Oh, old girl coming back, bro. You get the haircut. She's gonna be like, ooh, right.
This time I'm gonna do it with no draws.
There was a that was a time in my life that I can tell you guys more about off the air.
All right, next question. Would you want access to the magic mirror that can would you want access to a magic mirror that can tell you the future, Rob? I didn't answer the last question because I'm not topping your story, Rob. It was a similar story to Ice, where same thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'll see you later.
All right, bye, Brandon. Thanks for joining us.
Glad I got.
You
want to
give
in.
Us your rank? You want to give us your score for these four episodes before you head out?
Yeah.
Give us a quick.
I'm gonna say that I enjoyed the episodes. I think it's a great intro into an anime, and I'm gonna give it a 7400.
You said it's going to grow. You said it's going to get.
I don't know. I don't speak to the future.
Mm. Are you okay. giving it a yes or no to keep going?
Definitely yes.
Okay.
Cool.
You got one yes so far, so when we get to the end, we'll see. We'll add them up.
So the question is, would I want access to a... would I want access to a magic mirror that could tell me the future? No, absolutely not. That sounds like a curse more than a help. Especially because, I mean, part of what my... And I saw Michael Johnson keeps going to bat for Dieta in the chat, but... Part of what's so frustrating about Dida is like this mirror clearly does not like have his best interest.
And it's not
in
a it's not the future that's a real future.
Yeah. If I'm watching if I'm watching a mirror and my reflection talks back to me with a different voice,
I'm out of there,
is
bro.
Cursed shit. Yeah.
We're moving, dog.
No way. Get this out of here. And the fact that other people know that this is in there and they're like, "Hey, I think this mirror's fucking around with him." It's just like, "Why are you even letting him keep this?"
Yeah,
you're so impressionable as a kid, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, why are they letting this kid get run by this mirror?
It sounds terrible.
Yeah, if that's me, I would have went in there. I would have blew that shit up already. Yeah, I don't I mean the future, people don't understand, man. Like, I don't, like, as much people say, I want to know the future because it's like, yo, I want to know if I'm going to be famous and rich. It's like, yeah, but you don't also know if you're going to die tomorrow. Yeah. Like, if the future, if the mirror goes, hey, man, it's a wrap for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's I mean, for me personally, I don't know. I don't know if I would, I don't necessarily know if I would want that either myself. That's kind of, but happy birthday,
Ken! We got more for you.
Happy birthday to you. We don't ever sing that part of the song. We just sing the main part.
The extra black part.
I know, I'm sure he thought he was just getting donuts, but you know, we love you, Cam.
Cam, you're our guy.
Thank you so much,
Killer
man,
Cam.
For all you're doing on the show.
Yeah, go ahead, unpack. Where's your camera on? Okay, good.
His camera, camera
show everything
is
to
on.
The camera, too, bro.
Yep.
This is sweet. Yeah, so explain what you're getting over there, Cam.
What you got?
Let the people know.
Tandra versus Rui.
Yeah.
Rui?
Rui.
Yep.
Show to the camera,
yes,
man.
Spider motherfucker. Yes.
Yeah, the first spider dude he killed.
Just overwhelming. You can't show it.
Okay.
Hands are full.
We got a Byakuya keychain.
Yeah.
It's lit. There you go.
Oh, damn.
Brandon's being mean.
The pillars.
We got Demon Slayer t-shirt.
Boom.
Yeah, all the pillars on there, man.
So,
yeah.
He's a pro.
Don't even an asshole, Brandon.
Ah, this one's sweet.
Very nice.
See, Tanjiro's your guy.
You like Tanjiro, right? Yeah.
Is he your favorite character on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We did pretty good there.
Yeah. We was like, woo. Who's like who's this guy's
that
favorite
was
character?
Conversation where me and Rob were like, because
Ice asked
like, who's this?
We
like,
Tanjiro. I was like,
Tanjiro.
I believe it was Tanjiro.
Tanjiro.
Yeah, man.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, the bleach. What is that?
Yeah. What's the wall? Is that wall scroll?
Yeah.
What do we got? He's unpacking it.
Killer Cam, we know we gotta hold you down.
I was sitting there like, yo, what do we have an extra announcement to make? Y'all were like, no, I was just like, oh, I thought we won the shit. I was like,
waiting for towards the end.
I was like, did we not get the shit for?
I didn't know you were hard out.
Oh, there we go.
That's actually fire. Yeah,
that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's, but, yeah. It's a Bleach banner.
The worst supporting cast, all anime. but I know you're a Hiruga guy, right?
Yeah, I'm East K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Cam.
Happy birthday, Killer Cam.
Yeah, man. You have space for any of that stuff? Like the least? Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, right. Man. I like this, man. We look out for each other. It's a brotherhood on this show, man.
That's why we're the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
In right. The rib. Rhino said, give me the mirror. Yeah, I ain't fucking with a mirror. I can tell me if you. I don't. Like, I think when I was younger, I might have wanted it in my 20s somewhere. Like, yo, let me know. I want to know where I'm going to be at.
When
but
you
now,
had that Vegeta moment when you cried.
Before that, you asshole. Because, like, at that point in time, you want to kind of know. You're just curious, you know?
Yeah.
But now that I know, like, there's so much tragedy also in the fucking world, I'm just I just want to just live it out and see what the fuck happens if it happens. It does, because now I don't want to be freaking out like, yo, you got a fucking week, bro. I'm just like, I'm going to be depressed most likely.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could show you like, oh, I want to see if I'm rich and famous. Or we're like, what if the answer is no?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
If the answer was like, yo, Keenan, you actually go back to Home Depot, I'm going to be like, I'm out of here, dog.
And then that's the crazy thing, too, because it might have altered your future because you saw that you was no. And you're like, well, fuck it. I'm not doing no more shows. Yeah. I'm not posting on YouTube, social media. And that was
self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah.
That was the no.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ronald says, give me that mirror. And then Michael Johnson backs him up. He says, I'm with Ronald. Explain why. Yeah. And Ronald, look at your company. This man is going to bat for Dida.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When I think about the future, I always think about the movie Big Fish. And he's like, he can see his future and stuff, and nobody except him says, yeah, I want to see it. And I think that's dope because every situation that he gets into, that's a death situation. He's like, this is not how I die.
This isn't it.
And I think that I always thought that was so cool. Like, that was something that was always in the back of my head. It's like, seeing how you die. So when, like, crazy shit happened, it's like, no, this ain't how I die.
This isn't it.
Ain't even how I got. So I think, would I want the mirror? No. But if I did have the mirror, I would want to be specific to, like, I want to see how I go. Mm. I want to see how I look. I want to see what age I am. Because if I'm an old-ass dude, that's really going to... I'm going to live a little bit different. Sure. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to live a little bit different. I'm going to go maybe extra, you know, crazier when I do certain things. I'm going to do, you know, move a certain way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this ain't how I go. And I'm going to feel a lot better in different situations because I'm like, this ain't how I go. And I think
you'll be a lot more confident for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not dying.
In that regard, I get it. And, like, that's a good pull. Big Fish is a great movie. And, yeah, that's, like, the only reason I think I could – that's the only positive I feel like I could pull from it.
Yeah.
Ronald says, I want my spoilers.
But, yeah, anybody else telling me other things, like, if anything I want to – like, if somebody's like, I get to see Icy in the NFL now. Like, oh, that's dope. That'd be cool to see. Mm. But then, again, if I see him and he in a fucking cubicle, like, that's going to crush me.
Yeah.
Like – what? How? What? And then that's those questions as a father, like, damn, what did I do to get my son just sitting here?
But here's
the
thing: what if he wants to work and he doesn't want to be in the NFL?
And that's
the
other thing
at a certain
too.
Age,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, what if he goes, all right, in high school, he gets to high school, he's like, I'm not really fucking with this for real,
or yeah,
you know, yeah.
But it's like, but then again, it's like, what have I done not to set him up as a father that he has to work in his cubicle? Like, and I'm not shitting on people that work in cubicles.
No,
at all,
no.
I was gonna say, because some people, honestly, I'm not saying they want to work in a cubicle, but some people like working a job. He might be like, yo, I don't like this life. Over here. I
want to do data entry or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, I like this shit.
Some people just want something they can punch in, do their shit, punch out, and like not fucking think about it. And I totally get that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Michael Johnson does this. I only want it if I can change the future. Yeah, me too.
I think that's the thing. Is like, if you do see that, I think, at least for me, my mentality would be like, all right, I'm going to try to alter this in some type of way. Now that I know, I wonder, is there a way I can alter it? But then now it's like, yo, what if you're altering in a way to make it that now?
That's
so
right.
It's such a crazy dynamic with that.
Yeah, and sometimes it's, and that's the thing too, of just like, sometimes it's the journey of getting there that can help you have that peace and that be like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Maybe this wasn't the future I thought, but like I came to peace with it. Where if somebody just told you that thing, like, I was, small side tangent, I'll try to get through quickly. I was watching an interview with an actor recently, and he had been he played in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Brian Bosworth.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had talked about like how he was doing like something at an Alamo Draft House, like, and they were just sort of like, so like, you know, what's life like for you now? And he was honestly just like, if you told me when I was in high school that I would have, my career would not have gone the way I thought, mm-hmm. I'd be living in Austin, like raising my family, not playing in the NFL, and that I wouldn't be like a Hall of Famer, that's a fucking nightmare for me. Yeah, like, that would have been worst case scenario. Because
his biggest highlight is getting smoked out by Bo Jackson.
Yep. So, and but he's just like, you know what? Like, for him, it was through his religion and his faith, but he's just like, the journey I've had, like, I love the life I had. But if you told me this would be my life when I had, like, when I was looking to do other things, I would not have
been
happy.
He was a fucking star when he was like,
he was huge. He was huge.
I get it.
Yeah. Side note, definitely watch the movie Stone Cold, Brian Bosworth. YouTube has an Amazon link. If you just put in Stone Cold, it's a wild movie. Mm. It's crazy. Everything explodes.
Everything explodes.
Everything explodes.
A movie worthy of the Boz.
It's so bad, it is amazing.
Those are the better ones, actually. Those are the
it's
best
so
ones.
Bad, it's great.
All right, so last question. Would you have made Bo G king, knowing his circumstances? Everything that he's stacked up against, would you have made him king over his brother? Woo. To me, I don't know. I think that's kind of a tough question. I think that's in reality, when you're looking for somebody that's going to be more the most fit for the king, you're looking at somebody that's just seemingly able in a sense. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at Dido, whatever his name is, the brother. You're being like, this is probably the best decision because it's like, at least as of right now, Boji's not ready.
Right.
And I was like, and as much as I would want to make him king since he's my firstborn, it's just like, man, like. He hasn't shown that even, because my thing is not even about him being deaf or whatever. It's like, yo, even if he was deaf, but he showed skills. He showed all this stuff early on because his pops didn't see him like dodge shit. He didn't see any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, my son has potential. Give him the right training. He'll be good. If I would have saw that, I'd be like, all right, cool, he's straight. But if I'd not seen that, I'd be like, ah, oh, man, like, I might have to go with Dida at that point.
Mm.
And I would probably feel like shit, but it's just like, yo, I want them both to be kings. So give my son, make sure you're giving him the proper training. What I think he did, he said, step up his training or whatever the case may be. And I want to see the progress. That's what I would want. So if I'm seeing the progress, I can be more comfortable with that decision. So I don't know if I even gave an answer, but I think I kind of did.
Yeah.
Rob?
That's a really tough question because, I mean, it's definitely one of those things like he doesn't even have the backing of the people. You know what I mean?
And that also, so yeah.
And so that's really tough. Like, if in a vacuum, like, if it's just, like, if I'm there and I'm trying to think of, like, all right, what would I do if I'm on that council? I might not, I'm with you, Keenan. I might not be like, all right, we're putting the crown on him. He's sitting on the throne, like, today.
Yeah.
But I might try to set him up in a situation where it's just, like, maybe there's a regent, like, essentially, like, maybe the queen rules for a while until he can come of age and be ready.
Right.
You know, maybe, you know, he's got people that help him out until he gets to a certain level.
Yeah.
But it definitely seems like it's a world where it's set up like, no, there's got to be a king.
Yeah.
There's got to be there's definitely a patriarchal society. So if it's me, I probably would be one of those people like, I hope I would be the kind of person like, listen, Boji's our guy. Like, that's what the king wanted. And that's a very Game of Thrones thing, too. I know you guys haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. But there's a situation where it's just like a king dies and he's like, this is who I want to be the king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then who ends up getting it isn't like it's the whole show is about like who's going to take over after the king dies, essentially.
Yeah.
So it's a very similar deal. So, you know, the succession is always a tough question. But I think, especially if I saw what Boji did out on the training field with Dida and all that, I'm like, he does have potential. It's just not in the ways that we are used to seeing it.
You got to switch it.
Yeah. You got to change the game up. Yeah. This
it's
guy
just
kind of
like a Steph
potential.
Curry. If somebody said, like, do you think Steph Curry is going to change the NBA? And when you said Davidson, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Nope.
And he literally changed basketball.
And
forever.
It took a while, too. It took a few years. Mm-hmm. Nobody was looking at Steph like he's going to be the superstar still. Mm-hmm. Paper mache ankles for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, literally, the game is his game. The NBA is his game now.
Yeah.
All the high school kids are playing exactly like Steph Curry. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Ice.
I would make Boji. I stand on it, too, because I think it's about heart. And I think that's what's going to lead people at the end of the day. It's like, where your heart at? And if it's like, you know, I don't know the relationship that, you know, he had with Data before the king did. But I think you can see those things. Like, he didn't just about to get the crown and then turn into a demon kid. Like, he had attributes and traits of a demon child, I'm sure, throughout his whole life. And you him, it's like you see a kid as somebody, not saying that he did this, but if you see a kid like dissecting a bird and trying to take a bird's head and stuff like that, it's like something wrong with that fucking kid. Because if you look back at all of the crazy killers and stuff like that. They was like, well, yeah, as a kid, they used to fucking dissect birds and kill cats and shit like that. So, like, I'm sure the king saw something in Data that was like, nah, you know, he might be skilled, but his heart is fucked up.
He's cruel.
Yeah, like, something that's, you can't rule like that. And he's probably like, I didn't rule like that. So,
yeah.
Boji might have all this stacked against him, but through all of that, to I think one of you guys' point or somebody in the chat point, through all of this, he still smiles and his heart is still good.
Yeah.
So it's like that perseverance and purity is gonna lead a lot better than this skillful fucking maniac.
Yeah.
So I would say Boji and I stand on it.
Yeah. Yes. Patrick said you gotta respect the pop's wishes, just give him some good advisors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean and that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It would have to be on something. Put a good like team that.
Around. But I don't see why the king wasn't able to see that Domus is treacherous, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like, how can he sniff that out?
That is tough. Yeah. That's a tough question.
I mean,
his thing is, like, he's too loyal. Because if the reason why I think Domas ended up doing what he did is not because he's loyal to Dida.
Yeah.
He's loyal to the crown. He's loyal to the king.
Right.
And sees his role as a soldier to follow those orders unquestionably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's more about the king. Well, maybe he did sniff out what was wrong with Dida, and like, if he's king, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, it's gonna be raps.
Shit like this will happen.
Yeah. All right, so we got about 15 minutes left to wrap this up. So yeah, let's give our likes and dislikes, and if we're gonna give the thumbs up or keep going with the show or not. Ice, go ahead first. Scores, likes, dislikes, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I don't know. I think that this show was good. And I think that, but to say I enjoyed it, I feel like this is on the same level for me as a Shield Hero, of like, yeah, I can watch it, but if I don't watch it again, I'll be okay. Like, if we didn't move forward, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm gonna watch this on my own. Hmm. Like, I can't see myself. There's so many other animes that I would watch before this that are new, versus this one. I think there's a lot of stuff there, and I feel like it's kind of one of those animes that's like the kind of like a, I don't want to compare it to Bleach because I feel like, you know, Bleach started off a little bit stronger, but one of those is like Bleach for me doesn't really get crazy until the second and third season, and for like that's what like the Bleach that you watch in the first season is nothing like the rest of Bleach. Like it's damn near criminal,
right?
How different they are. And I feel like Ranking of the Kings is something similar to that. Like, I feel like what we're seeing right now and what Ranking of the Kings end up being is two totally different animes.
Right.
And which is kind of intriguing, but from what I'm seeing right here in these first four episodes alone, I'm not a fan. I think what I am a fan of is just, like, how much world building and how they don't tell you everything up front, like Homeboy getting eaten by the ground and, you know, the devil coming out. So there's a lot of things that's like, I want to figure that shit out. But I think the characters are kind of, I think is all of this is like painting by the numbers, I feel like, so far. So I think that's what I don't like. And then Boji he's a mid-tier MC right now for me. And I think overall, would I want to keep watching it? I'm whatever. But as far as a scale of 0 to 9,000, I'm going to give it 6,000.
Okay.
And then yes and no, I'm going to say yes.
For me, I enjoyed these first four episodes. I've never really felt this heartfelt about a protagonist since I watched anime in a while. Like, there's not many protagonists where I felt, when I watched it, just like, man, I want this guy to fucking win. Mm-hmm. I felt bad. I really felt like I wanted to really be animated and sock motherfuckers out for him. Because it's like, not just that it's stacked against him, it's like, I don't like when people are just like, you're just punking a kid or shitting on a kid, especially when he has things that he can't control, whatever ailments that he might have.
Yeah.
To me, that was just fucking whack. So I was just like, it made me emotional. When I felt like I was getting emotional, I was just like, all right, I clearly feel something for this character. Mm-hmm. So that's what made me think he is actually a dope MC, to be honest. Or at least the writing for him made him dope or whatever. Me seeing the clip that I saw of him getting busy, I was just like, okay, this show is about to go somewhere. I know it's going to go somewhere, so I want to keep watching to see how it's going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I think even without seeing that clip, I've had a few people that I trust in anime tell me, like, bro, you have to keep watching. Trust me, there's progression in this show. It's not just going to be, you know, what it is. And then even Brendan said it. He said these first four episodes are like essentially boring for what's about to fucking happen. Mm. So I'm like, all right, cool. I understand the first four episodes normally for a show, you kind of just like, all right, you're setting me up. I don't expect this to be this grand gesture of an anime up front. Mm-hmm. So I can take that. So I'm excited to see the next four. I'm giving it a thumbs up to keep going. And out of a 9,000, I give it a 7,000 solid. Rob.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in between you guys. I definitely see what you're saying, Ice, where it's like, I was like, these four episodes were cool.
Yeah.
I thought it did a great job at table setting and world building. I agree. I'm very intrigued and like, especially like the devil thing, I thought was super creepy. I'm like, I'm into that. I want to see where that goes.
Yep, yep.
That specifically, I think, is a big reason why I want to come back. And also, I want to see what's going on with Kage, because like I liked his character, his whole story. I thought that was what got me the most emotional. I felt for Kage more than I did for Boji in a lot of ways.
I can see that too. Yeah, I get that.
But I enjoyed it. It wasn't like I was blown away. I think also because, you know, I have had a lot of people tell me about this show and hype it up a lot. So, you know, my expectations were high. And it was like, that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've done a fine job so far. I really want to get more of Apios, the spear guy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see him and the sword dude face off. I think that's what we're building up towards. Mm-hmm. We'll see a showdown between those two dudes. It's cool. I definitely give it a thumbs up to keep watching, because I think there's a lot of promise here. I think we're kind of just like, kind of like with Arcane, like you're going to have to fight through the first few episodes to be like, okay, what is this world? Who are these people? What are we talking about? And now that that's kind of been settled, we can start actually telling the story that they set out to tell. So I would expect it to get better from here.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then I think I would have some big problems.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But based off of this, like I said, I'm somewhere in between you guys. I'm giving this a 6,500.
6,500? Okay. Yeah.
And how we doing with the thumbs up? It's after it gets a thumbs up, we go through the rest of the anime, right? Like, it's not,
I think we check in every week. Or check in not every week, but you know, every time we do a few episodes. Because if it gets to a point where it's just like, okay, this is tanking.
So we thumbing up every week is
I think we go probably go... I said we probably go on the next eight, and then after that, it's just like, all right, if it's not moving past that, hey, we're out of here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So it gives you only... You live another day.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So let us know what y'all are thinking in the comment section or stuff like that. Let us know what y'all think on social media about Ranking of the Kings and the first four episodes. Do you guys have any artists you want to shout out, anything like that?
I do. So I want to shout out this guy I found on Twitter actually just a couple days ago. His name's Jack Perkins. He's at Pure Hoop on Twitter. He does like illustrations and like artwork on just like basically NBA games.
It's
like
dope.
And now that they're in the postseason, he's just like he's going off, and it's really cool artwork. And just it's a great style. I really like it. Check him out at Pure Hoop on Twitter.
Ice.
I just wanted to tell y'all, since we're talking about basketball, I told y'all the Celtics ain't nothing to play with. Y'all laughed at me.
I did not expect a sweep, though.
I will say this.
Y'all laughed at me.
They still got a ways to go, but like they're serious business.
Tatum and Brown looked the real deal, and Tatum is playing both sides of the ball extremely well, which I was not expecting,
he's
fucking killing.
I just wanted to say that. I told y'all.
You did. Yeah. You definitely were on that, but as somebody that's also was a Giannis doubter for years until last year, I'm just like, they still got the Bucks to get through.
Yeah. And the Bucks are not playing no games either.
Yeah. They did that without Middleton.
I'm not a fan of Middleton, but yeah.
Yeah. Ice McGowan on everything, specifically YouTube. Follow me on YouTube. We just had Bonfire Stories. That was fucking amazing. Shout out to anybody that came to that. That was shout out to Cam for doing the camera work.
Yes, sir.
We got some dates coming in May. So, you know, if y'all in the LA area, and even if you're not, make the trip at some point, because it's definitely worth it.
Gonna be the best show in Los Angeles, baby.
Fucking right.
Brennan produces on all social media platforms.
Brennan is a bitch.
Yep. Make sure you follow him on that. Keenan Baker on every single thing. Like he said, Bonfire Stories. Also, hit me up. I still got some KB merch. I got some Goku black color scheme ones. Like the black buckets coming.
Oh,
so
dope.
All black buckets with the KB. I'm calling that one of the Goku black ones. I still got some purple buckets. I got some orange buckets. I got
Get some trucker hats again?
I still got some. I couldn't find any all black Goku black trucker hats, so they didn't have any black ones at all. But I got some purple truckers. I got some some blue truckers and some orange truckers still. So yeah. A beanie's gonna kind of go out because, you know, it's getting kind of hot
as fuck.
Yeah. And I still got some dad hats, but people ain't fucking with the dad hats. I like them, but people ain't fucking with them like that. But yeah, if you want to hit me up, DM me. I got those for you. Buckets are 30, truckers are 25, man. Hit me up. And so next week, man, make sure y'all join us. It's gonna be a dope ass episode, super dope. We're talking about our favorite anime arcs, y'all. So we went to the come with y'all favorite arcs. And understand, we ain't seen everything, y'all. So if somebody say some shit, we be like, well, it's better than that. It's like, yeah, we're going to try to argue somewhat. But if I ain't seen the shit, if somebody goes, you know, nobody watched One Piece in here. But somebody had a One Piece arc. It was just like, bro, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll speak on what we know.
Yeah, we'll speak on what we know, what we've kind of watched in here. But also throw y'all favorite in there regardless.
I don't want to hear no ant arc shit.
I don't want to hear. Ant arc is one of the greatest anime arcs.
I'll be very interested if somebody picks that.
I don't want to hear no Anarch shit, man. I'm sick of y'all, dog.
I would love to hear the explanation.
Yeah, and I know Killer Cam has seen some anime too, so I definitely want to see what arcs he has also. Also, shout out again for Cam for his birthday, man. Happy birthday to Cam.
Happy birthday, Cam.
Shout out to him, man. Make sure y'all show him some love at what Stickman Studios, no C. Stickman Studios, no C. Show him some love. So next week, right? Is that it?
Yeah, regular time next week. We'll be back at our regular Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time next week. So tune in.
All right, y'all. And make sure y'all join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com.
Gotta get Rod his cut.
I waited too long. I had to go get a cut on my own.
That's all good. So, yeah, Patreon.com/AnimeShun, S-H-U-N. Thank you for all the new followers we do have. We appreciate it and love y'all, man. We'll see y'all next week on another episode. Animation! We out.
And so anime was solved forever.